בוקר טוב למשתתפי שיעור הקבלה היומי.
Good morning to the participants of the class here in class and all around the world. Today we'll read from the book of Steps of the Ladder article, what it is that the saboteur was within the flood and he was killed in our work. Page 51. Steps of the Ladder, page 51, what it is that the saboteur was within the flood and he was killing in work. In Zohar it is written that the saboteur was and the flood was, and the saboteur was sitting inside. And my father asked, what's the difference that the saboteur was killing or that the flood was killing? And said that the flood caused corporal torments and the saboteur was causing spiritual torments. That is, within the corporal causes, there is a saboteur that kills the spirituality of men, meaning that this corporal torments bring him foreign thoughts, till these thoughts kill the spirituality. And you should understand that flood and rain that was is called the revealed. That is what you see, that the flood kills people. That is, when man thinks that the will to receive will have what he wants, meaning knowledge and not belief, meaning that if he would understand anything in the supervision as a will to receive want, then he would work for Creator. But it isn't so. And by this, man disconnected from life of lives and wants, and he couldn't suffer. But within corporal torments, meaning that if man cannot understand the supervision, why the Lord doesn't give what will to receive wants and suffers, from here is drawn the spiritual death, meaning spiritual torments kill him in spiritually, bringing him to heresy. That is, that the corporal torments kill him in corporality. We learn this matter, Rav says, from the preface to Taz, that all in all, we will to receive, and that's the whole matter of the creation, as Baal Salam writes in Ptiha, in item A and B. And the matter of the creation is will to receive, will to enjoy, in different styles, still vegetable, animated speaking, all kinds of degrees of will to receive, different degrees of its existence, and except of it there is no creation. Is the Creator light within those creatures, and this brings to the creatures the sensation of life, and to the extent that the fulfillment of will to receive will be felt good, and if the will to receive feels empty from its fulfillment, it feels torments and emptiness. And except of the will to receive and fulfillment, which is creation and creature, there's nothing else in reality. And the will to receive is able to feel, except feeling, also the giver of the fulfillment. Meaning the nature of the giver, its essence. It comes to the will to receive as a result of its its development in through four phases and worlds and breaking of vessels, until the will to receive is included with the discernments of the Creator and is able to feel it. And except the sensation of the fulfillment, which is sweet and bitter, it can also feel the giver of the fulfillment, meaning true or false, or lie. And all in all, stating of truth or false, or sweet or bitter, is done within the will to receive, and therefore is measured by truth and false, and sweet and bitter are measured in by the will to receive. And the measure of enjoyment and torment, meaning fulfillment and emptiness, therefore it turns that one feels sweet and it's false, or one feels bitter and it is true. And since it is measured within the same will to receive, we don't know if those systems within the creation, how to deal, to cope with them. And here is the choice of man. So the whole structure of man that everyone should build within himself, and it turns that the measure of torments or enjoyments, the creator can influence to man, being it true or false. In our sensation, it turns to be so that because we cannot feel the Creator but only by equivalent of forms, to the extent that I am within the truth, I can feel Him, sense Him, it turns that the measure of torments and emptiness can influence me so that I cannot feel the Creator, and then He is concealed. And the opposite is true. And the enjoyments, fulfillment, distort me, and I can feel Creator behind those enjoyments. So Rabash writes here that within the flood that comes to man, and flood is water, which is the servant of Binah, but that comes from Gvurot, and then it is called flood, and then it wipes and brings man from state to state. So in the flood there are two powers, forces that are opposite one to another, and they change man, that bring him from step to step in such a way that truth and false are beginning to be higher than bitter and sweet, so that he goes above bitter and sweet and comes to the revealment of the Creator, comes to the adhesion of discernments in spite the corporal feeling that was caused to him before that. Page 52. But within the corporal bodies, by that one cannot understand the supervision of the Creator and feels torments. From here is drawn the spiritual death, meaning spiritual torments. These torments cause him spiritual death. That bring him to heresy, meaning that suffering corporal torments, meaning that the Creator didn't give him what he wants, and this bring him corporal death. As it is written, that the poor one is thought as dead. And one that has no sons is dead. And then he comes to the heresy, God forbid. And this is called spiritual death, when one falls to the empty space of Sitra Achra. And when one re-enters the work, and this is called the resurrection of death. And then one should believe that he now re-enters the work is not by his own forces, but he received the light of resurrection. And this is called resurrection of death. That now he received the awakening from above. That's why one should say every day, blessed are you that resurrects the souls. And so one should say in prayer Shmona Esrei. So there are two things about torments. First, corporal. What one suffers from corporality, for example, as a poor one is dead and his sons are without sons are dead. And afterward it causes the spiritual death too, because he cannot believe the Creator that he supervises in the discernment of good and making good. And it is, but this is a spiritual death too, that from corporal sufferings he comes to the spiritual ones. And if he cannot justify the supervision, therefore he comes to the spiritual death. And it is written in preface to Zohar that before the end of the correction, Malchut is called Ilanat Tov Vera, tree of good and death, meaning that Malchut is supervision of the Creator in this world. And as long as the receiver do not come to the completion, the supervision should be in the way of good and bad, because our receiving vessels are spoiled by receiving to themselves, which are bad for us. And the law is that the creature cannot receive bad from the Creator, that he poisons the Creator. So when man feels bad, it means that he He doesn't believe in a supervision, and this is the big punishment. And when man receives bad things from the Creator, it means that he doesn't see the Creator, and this is called death in spirituality. And what's the cause for receiving bad things, and why? It is because those vessels are still spoiled by receiving to themselves. Therefore, there should be supervision of concealment and revealment. Therefore, torments cause death in spirituality. And because of that, man should go above the reason, not to be moved by reason. And by this he is building his work in sanctity. And because this mind reason comes from bad things, and if mind's reason says that the Creator is good, why he doesn't give him what he likes, but rather the Creator won't do what he wants? It turns out that reason is built on the basis of supervision of good and bad. Therefore, there is no one other advice is that to say that what reason says to man is not true. As it is written, not my thoughts are your thoughts, and not my paths are your paths. Not to be moved by reason, but to walk above the reason. But in the sensation of approaching the Creator, there are two things. First, sometimes one is worried that he should achieve some important thing. And if man feels lack something, he prays to God. And if he cannot receive it naturally, and miracle happens and he receives what he wants, then he is fulfilled with love to Creator. And the achievement of thing he believes that he comes from the Creator. And this was the cause for approaching to the Creator. The same thing about the sick one becomes and the reason was receiving good things from Creation. There are a few things that we can add here. First of all, we say that everything is from above. So what is it that is dependent on us? And everything is revealed by the Rishimot, on which Aurelion works, the upper light. And so the Creator begins every action. But after he begins the action, it should be continued by us. Therefore, one hand it confuses man, and on the second hand it should give the clear, so it is drawn in the eyes of man, whatever bad it is. It comes from above as a state of possible choice from which man should choose to adhere to the Creator instead of his sensation in his vessels of receiving. And if one cannot hold together in the truth that comes from above, and on the second hand the truth that he feels confused and empty, then there is concealment upon him, and instead of realized his free of choice, he begins to to speak bad about the Creator, why he has bad states. The more, even worse concealment is that doesn't believe that there's a supervision and disconnects completely from the Creator, that there is no supervision and is now within a sensation of bad state, and this is double concision. And not to think that that the Creator all the time puts the one in such a state, but rather Creator all the time gives the free choice. So one should want to all the time to be adhered to the Creator and to rise himself above the bed and gradually to rise to the spirituality. So to endeavor to do whatever he can in order to be connected and adherent to the supervision. And at least when he's concealed, he's under the one concealment and feels that Creator brings all those things to him. And although he feels bad, so he can justify the supervision, and he cannot rise above his torments, and he feels bad in his will to receive. And he is still receiver, then at least to realize to what extent this situation is bad, and to set up environment and systems that will help him in it. So, for me, that we have bad and bitter and sweet and truth and false. There are two things. Why they awaken me from above? No, or from beneath? Why do I awaken or not? And from here, you should choose which one is right. About empty vessels, or about the ability to adhere to the Creator without any fulfillment in the vessels of the receiving, or even opposite, feeling of emptiness. Page 54. And sometimes there's opposite thing, that man feels torments, and torments bring him to the approaching to the Creator. That he thinks that if he will receive on him Torah and Mitzvot, then the Creator will help him. So it means that torments was the cause of approaching to the Creator. So when in a state of trouble, as it is written, higher is God and lower will see, it means that one is humiliated and torments, as it is written, Lord is high and the low one will see. But usually we see that torments do not give it approachment to the man, to the God, and therefore it causes the spiritual death. But about in a matter of humiliation, there are a lot of things. When one humiliates himself, the question is, what is it? What means to be humiliated? It means that man nullifies himself and walks above the reason. It is called humiliation. He humiliates his reason, meaning that his reason is nothing. Means that if the Creator gives anything that he needs, that will to receive things that he needs, then he can love the Creator. When if not, he cannot nullify himself and say that his reason is nothing. And then man is in distance from Creator, if the Creator cannot fulfill his will. And this is called he has pride. Meaning that there are a few methods to work with the will to receive. If man is will to receive and should rise to the degree of the Creator, and the degree of the Creator is bestowal, it turns that man should rise above his vessels of receiving, meaning that to be adherent to ideal above the sensation of bad and good in his vessels. It turns out that from the beginning our path is measured towards torments in our body, meaning in vessel to receive. And how can one find such path? One should suffer? Right. There is no other way, because he should rise above his corporality, his will to receive. Therefore, only those that were disappointed from all the ways of chasing all kinds of corporal enjoyments, all that this world can supply them, only those begin to be ready to rise above the will to receive. Even though they feel bad, they're ready to feel bad only to rise above the will to receive, because they have preparation from the previous incarnations within their Rishimot that there is no good in this world. This is on one hand. On the second hand is that it is not enough. One that is beginning to rise above his will to receive thinks first of all that he has will to receive the spirituality, meaning that he wants to enjoy from spirituality. And what is spirituality from him? If there are no corporal enjoyments, money and educations, then it will be from the next world. Doesn't matter what it is. I want fulfillment. So it's not spirituality. It's still corporality. He still will to receive. He just doesn't know what he wants. Not money and education, but in the same style and in the same continuation. Spirituality means above this world, and the hate, it is enjoyment of bestowal and not receiving. And it's different system at all. So first of all, you should discern if one yearns for spirituality or for just fulfillments, and not his big hero that he doesn't want money and education or whatever, but he felt that he doesn't fulfill him and he wants something else. Then he evolves in even bigger will to receive. But it's not spirituality. And the second thing is when one begins to approach the system of Kabbalah with this will, he has another obstacle, because he is beginning to enjoy knowledge, truth. And it is problem too when one exchanges one fulfillment, the corporal fulfillment, to another corporal fulfillment from learning the wisdom of Kabbalah. He learns how this world is ruled, and the Creator rules, supervises this world. So when a simple person comes from outside and learns all those things, then he is beginning to enjoy this. And this is big obstacle to him. So instead of working on correction his vessels, he wants to receive the spirituality and fulfill himself in his sense, and wants to understand it by his own mind. So it's on the same level of this world of desires, and therefore it's a big obstacle. So you need a big brainwash from the environment and from the instructor and books in order to show a man the point from which you can arise above. And the rising is always against the sensation of emptiness in mind and in heart. In sensation, where my spirituality is, and so in mind. Why do I not understand anything? But it doesn't matter what I feel, and doesn't matter what I understand. The spiritual rising should be disconnected from those two things and connected to the Creator within this emptiness. Because this vessel that wants so-called spiritual fulfillment or so-called reasonable fulfillment, that's the last corporal vessel. But if he doesn't go right, then he becomes bat instead of rooster, as Baal Shem Tov explains in preface to Taz. So it turns out that the question is that if we present to the humanity the system that can exist and that can be grasped, but the sufferer develop man to the understanding to be above all these things. First lo lishma and then lishma.
Shurahu divrei matkhil ve'al bal. Ve'al bal ga'ava zo omer hakadosh baruch.
And about this
ani ve'hu yicholim ladur
b'mador echad. One with pride, it is said that the Creator says we cannot be in the same place. And one that nullifies himself and says that what his reason says is nothing, but walks above the reason, this is called humility. And above him is said that the Lord is high and the low is will see. And it means that the Creator approaches him. And it is said that one that tries to achieve big things are getting on distance. If I'll feel the greatness of the Creator, then I can work for the Creator. Otherwise, I cannot work for him. And they say that the greatness escapes him. But when one says that I want to work for the Creator without any conditions, and I do not any greatness, but wants to work the Creator nullified, when he doesn't feel the greatness of the Creator, but above the reason, and this is called humility. And then he attains the greatness, because he wants to work only for the Creator, not for himself. Not that man nullifies himself, humiliates him, but the Creator gives him such conditions that he can humiliate himself, meaning that in spite that he is empty in his mind and heart, he still wants to adhere to the Creator. Just like his reason and sensations were fulfilled completely. How can you measure if you are adherent? Only according to the to the connection to the Creator. And this connection can be only in will to receive. And if in my will to receive, I would be fulfilled in sensation and in reason, in a vessel that is revealed now, how would I adhere him? If in the same with the same power I can adhere him, in spite that my vessels now are empty. And now, if I cannot live in such a state, him adherent, there's no another word. Glued. This is the check. So the measure of empty vessels of vessel tells him on which spiritual level he is. Therefore, when he says that he cannot work, but when he will feel the greatness of the Creator, turns to be that the will to receive says that if he will not understand the greatness of the Creator within the mind, he won't be able to work for the Creator. So it turns to be that only will to receive works here. But there was a concealment and a restriction on it. But man should escape the greatness. Then, as it is written, one that escapes the honor runs after him. Rav says, I would say that one that escapes the honor runs after him. It's not the same things. These are two kinds of honor. One that escapes the honor is means that one doesn't earn to fulfill himself in mind and heart. Honor means to fulfill oneself. And the honor that runs after him means that he reveals the greatness. And one thing is adherent to the great one is great too. And it means that the honor runs after him. So, not that man himself is big, but he is adherent to the big one, to the great one. And as it is said, that in our work there are certain steps. First, that man should run after the greatness and honor, because otherwise he doesn't have vessels of honor and greatness, and if he doesn't have vessels in reason, how can he go above reason? It is called lo lishma. Rav says that he thinks that spirituality will bring him fulfillments, like in corporality, in his understanding, and in sensation. So he continues as he is used to. And so he's going in a so-called spirituality. The rest of the people are learning the wisdoms that of this world, and he's trying to fulfill himself with higher things, but in the same system, to receive them. By doing so, he's making bigger his vessels to receive. And this step is before the true spiritual development. So he should think how can receive the greatness of the Creator. Because if he has, he won't have obstacles from the body. But it's not war. Because there is a rule that everything that comes naturally, the body won't resist it. Meaning, Rav says, that in the beginning, man is given the will, desire, instead of corporal desires. He is real, or the so-called spiritual reality is real to him, which is not in this world, all those fulfillments. And then he's drawn to it. And he is attracted to books and environment, all those means that one needs in order to reveal spirituality and creator, the goal of the creation. So he is drawn by little pleasures, and that he will receive it immediately, and spiritually comes to meet him and to fulfill him. And this period that he should pass through in order to enlarge his will for spirituality, and to invest in a group and books. And then he cannot leave it so simply. And by doing so, he enlarges his vessels towards spirituality, but still in the same method of receiving, in mocha and liba, in reason and sensation. As usual, as with he comes to he do it in the same way. But if one doesn't have a will to know, then his work only in discernment of deed, and he doesn't have need that the Creator will help him. And to the extent that he believes in reward and punishment, so he works in order to receive the salary.
Because he looks upon the reward and not of the reward giver. But if he starts working for heaven's sake, then he already has a need for the greatness of the king. It turns out that if he does not long for the greatness of the king, it's a sign that he's not working for heaven's sake. It means he was pulled, drawn by spiritual pleasures, meaning in a fulfillment of emotion, sensation, and mind. And he was yearning and understanding and feeling and advancing. And this way you can attract a man for many good years. It is not dependent on oneself so much. It depends more on his environment and also in his nature, meaning the structure of his soul. There are people who need to be more in it or less. Until their will to receive will be developed efficiently, and then they start to increase the pleasures within oneself, that the spirituality is not appealing anymore and not as fulfilling anymore, that the studying is not giving what he thought before that it will help him to be in the reality, in the space, in the world, and pulling the strings and understanding everything that goes upon him. And then he starts to despair because he's given less and less illumination, so that he will eventually attain that the understanding of the reality from the last smallest atom to the Creator, including the whole system, can be only in the equivalent of form, only in entering this system according to the equivalent of discernment. So he does not receive any more illuminations that will fill his mocha and liba, his sensation and mind, but he starts to supposedly to stay in the same place. And this lack of fulfillment are pushing away many people from keeping sticking to the way, and this is the examination whether one is ripe throughout all these recognitions, all these preparations that he went through, if he is ready for the real way or not, because from now on they start dealing with him like with a vessel that they want to rise from the surface to the heights. The lights, the feelings, instead are given the possibility to cleave to the attribute of bestowal. Can he, through all the means that are being brought to him, can he rise himself upwards to the attribute of bestowal instead of the emptiness that he feels in his current situation, not to run away to all sorts of fulfillments and to throw himself on the bed, but in spite of it, to find ways, to find tricks, how to rise to the attribute of bestowal. And all the way is in correspondingly to the emptiness that is being revealed in the vessels of receiving. This is what's called the Yesharim Darkei Hashem, those will follow them and those will divert from them. It turns out that especially while he's chasing the greatness, this is a sign that he wants to come to a state that he will be able to say that all of his actions will be for heaven's sake. And afterward, while he already has the sensation that he should know that he has a great important king, and he sees that this is the main obstruction, what he needs, that he will have a power to overcome his will to receive, then he comes to the second stage, meaning that he needs to escape from greatness, only he wants to work for heaven's sake unconditionally, which is called above reason. Meaning, even though the knowledge is telling him, you see that you only believe in a little king, anyway, one should say, I regard you as a great king, as if I was feeling it, and I believe above reason that you are a great king. But how can he, if he doesn't see, if he doesn't feel, if he doesn't know, if on the contrary he feels bad, that is blocking his feeling, lack of understanding, that It is blocking his mind. How can he make all sorts of calculations? No, you're not a small king, you're a great king. I want to cleave to you anyway. I want you. Where is he taking all the elements for these calculations and all those words? From which situation is he connecting, is he aiming his attitude to the Creator? As if I was feeling it. Therefore, at that time, he escapes from greatness and respect. Then the greatness and respect are chasing him and grabbing him. Although one does not want to receive the greatness, due to the reason that only then there's the equivalent of form with the Creator. And this is on the way we study in the matter of Zivug Daka, in the amount that the Masach rejects the light, although it has the Prinat Aviyut, meaning this is already a new topic. We will stop here. Are there any questions?
When he was writing in the beginning, in page 52, we got this. We went. Okay. It took us half an hour until we placed him, until we took him on the camera. I counted until 12. Sit down, please. Confuse your camera. Throw it to the side. Stand again. No, ask your question. No, it won't work. Then we'll just cancel the system and that's it. Yes. Page 52, he writes and says that a person who has no sons is regarded as dead. And a poor person is regarded as dead, and a person who has no sons is regarded as dead. He's asking what is the connection between this phrase and spiritual miseries. What is the connection between these sentences that you can now take out of the Torah? The connection is pretty simple. That we speak about a living human being in this world that wants to attain spirituality. And then he's found to be in many states, many situations. In all these situations and states, the Torah expresses these situations by giving these sentences. A poor man is regarded as dead. Then we need to interpret who is the poor person regarding the Torah and who is a dead person by the Torah. Then you'll understand. A poor person is someone who has nothing in his vessels, not someone who sits on the street. And I don't know. If a poor person lies there in the middle of the street or something, you need to pass and he even doesn't give it an opportunity to cross. It gives him, I don't know, adds him something to his free sensation, such a freedom. I'm free, I don't care about anything. You know what kind of sensation is this? You don't know how great the sensation is. It is disconnection from everything the world gives you. There's a spiritual enlightenment that stands vis-a-vis this. It is disconnecting his vessels. So this person is not a poor person. He has the entire world in front of him. Like a drunk person. He has the whole world. So a beggar, a poor person, someone feels that he cannot fulfill himself. That he's empty in his reason, both in his reason and in his sensation, in his heart, and in his brain, everything he has. And this is a person who is regarded to be poor. So in this state, one is regarded to be deceived. That he cannot move, he cannot revive himself. That he cannot evolve towards nothing. Can a dead person resurrect? No. So we need to help him. And then there are two kinds of help. There is help from society and there is help from the Creator. And then one is given some kind of an illumination or by miseries he's being, or progressing by miseries, even though he is completely deceived, does not feel miseries at all because he's even beneath them. But they add him miseries by what? By adding him a will to receive, an additional will to receive, because all in all it's only a creature. So if you add him a will to receive, if he had like minus 1 kilo of miseries, then you add him minus 2 more miseries, and then he begins to move, because he's even then he's even lesser than a deceived person, and then he's revived by his reason or by illumination from above. That comes an illumination from above, the light comes, and then one wakes up or resurrects. Or the other option is if one prepared himself the right society. Okay, please, now someone asks from this area. The Rabash is describing a situation of when one begins to enter spirituality, he thinks that he is in spirituality, but he explains this state. The question is this way, does this way has only one way, one direction, or... Sorry, just call here. Can you say only one thing? Okay, what I can say is that we only add holiness and do not diminish holiness. So every moment in our lives is development, even not only in spirituality but also in corporeality. When one falls down or gets up, being beaten, steals, earns, doesn't matter what. Everything is only towards one's development, towards the purpose of creation. There's nothing but only in our sensation. It might seem as nice or bad, or I don't know. It just seems to us in many, many ways in our heart, in our brain, but it is constantly only towards the purpose of creation. Because the spring is ready, and the path is, and we have to cross all the Rishimot to reach the end. The question is only how to accelerate times, how to make it faster, how to do it by understanding the path and by combining these, the speed and the understanding, to bestow contentment to the Maker, to the Creator, by doing so. Not by running away from miseries and understanding more, but this acceleration will be able to get to bestow contentment to the Creator, and by doing so we'll be able to build ourselves to be like the Creator in the last phase of our development, where the will to spirituality comes and the true wisdom of Kabbalah comes. If we accelerate ourselves here, then by accelerating we build an additional figure which is like the Creator. So if we want to give him contentment by our stimulation, like a child that wants to give pleasure to his mother, as if by himself he wants to show her how much he wants to give her pleasure. Yes, Owen. One is taking everything from his society. So what should one exactly give to the society so he'll be able to later be able to be oppressed by society correctly? And the Rav says, only the greatness of the Creator, that's it, period. Someone, just ask something from there. No, just ask. No, who do we have here? No, from there. Lova, stand up and say something. Boba. Why do I feel so bad? Why do I feel good? Ask it again. Why do I feel good? Only now the camera was on you. Why do you feel good? Well, we'll speak with your wife. And from this side. No, we're just checking our microphone, so... Who do we have there? No. Nali. How can one strengthen his impression from the society? Okay, repeat yourself. Loud. Clear and nice. How can one strengthen his... How can one strengthen his value from the society? How can one be impressed by the society? How can one strengthen his impression from society in a constant way? If he's concerned by it, that's it, there's no other way. In everything that you want to perceive, understand, observate something, you need to make this difference between the light and the vessel. I want to be impressed by the society. Do I have a talent for it? Do I have a need for it? The society can project on me such influences, but if I don't have any need for it, I will not perceive it, I will not catch it. The society might be influencing on me in 10 grams, but I have a great glee. And really, on this influence from the society, on the light, we can never measure it, because everything is measured only according to my vessels. So the only thing I have to take care of is my vessels. So I need to be concerned that the society will be ready for it. So the society will delve into this tool. But it can be a society of beginners. It can be a small society, small environment, a weak environment. But if I have a great chisaron, then it is enough. I'm saying it seriously. It is not up to the society. It is not up to, of course, that in the majesty, that in the multitudes of the people, the majesty of the king. But first of all, it is dependent oracle. So how do we finish this first part? Wait a second, Inti, you want to add something? 1, 2, 3. Yofi. Good. Is there a danger to be proud by learning Kabbalah, by the fact that we are special, by the fact that we are developing humanity, and then to be proud from it? How can we avoid this? Beginners really have a problem. They think that they're unique. But first of all, of course, they do not do the things that the whole world does, like running after pleasures that have nothing, that disappear, and one does and does not attain a thing, does not take a thing with him. But I, as if it was something which is eternal, I take it with me to the next world. I take a great suitcase, maybe even a big bag, with everything I gain here by the wisdom of Kabbalah. And I'm not a beast like them, and of course that they're nothing, and I'm greater, I deal with a lot greater things. Well, it is a sensation which is found to be in beginners, and there's nothing to do with it. When a person grows, he has to feel that he's special, that he's dealing with special things. By doing so, they pull him forward. He has to develop by positive things. No one develops from negative things, from negativity. And this is why it is good that you think in this way. But when one grows and he begins to treat it differently, begins to relate the world as a mother that is concerned for her children, he thinks about the world as if they are his children, and he's concerned for the world. Why is the world in such a situation? There's no such attitude of being proud, but he feels that he's even poorer than them, because he can't bring them to the true life. He can't give them true life. But it will pass. There's nothing else to say about it. At the extent one will grow, it will pass. But again, one has to go through this sensation, but the sensation should be the sensation of nobility. It has to exist. It should be on my extent or on the extent of the Creator. This is the only difference, whether it is on the extent of the Creator, or in the beginning is I'm noble and I'm great and I'm special, but afterwards you begin to think that the Creator is the one who's special. It just goes by itself. Like, one cannot make, a humble person of himself just suddenly. It is only a result of his inner correction. This is it. I don't understand this additional gain which comes from agreement and accelerating times, by one accelerating times and doing this. I don't understand the process. We learn that everything is up to one's vessels. By the Creator, by the fact the Creator gives us a will to enjoy, by understanding and by feeling, and by Him giving us His spark, so if we will understand that there is a matter of bestow, from this one can create a new will inside himself, a new will. We learn that this is klipat noga, that it is not so new, but the effort itself is new, and the effort is actually the new will. Meaning when I take from the Creator created a will, from when I take from what exists, the Creator created a need, and this need was created by the light, it came from the Creator. But I have such a situation in which I can seemingly play as if my chisaron, my need, my lack, will be towards the light. There is an additional labor from my side, an additional additional exertion, by changing the style of the need, of the lack. And by this additional labor, I build my soul. Inside this exertion, inside this labor, I feel Naranchai de Naranchai. And this is why without labor I'm unable to be like the Creator, to understand Him, to feel Him, to be fulfilled by Him. But I remain the same spot. But reaching from this spot to 10 complete Sviot, to be a complete Paltsuf, according to the same volume that the Creator had created, and 620 times more, then in order to reach this degree, I have to give my labor. And this is called accelerating times. It is not a matter of time. It is a matter of one's yearning. It is like a lover that longs for his beloved one. And this is called accelerating times. I do not accelerate a thing. The only thing I do is my effort towards this enlarges the kli. Yes. So, what is agreement or justifying the Creator? What is this? Is this implementing the kli or realizing the kli? By what is my labor? My labor is by accelerating times or agreeing with this. What is the labor of a small child? The labor of a small child. The small child labors regarding his mother by trying, no. The small child only wants to make her feel well. He tries to give her contentment so she will be happy by his actions. As a result, I know you had a very big childhood. You have a poor mother. Where a good child gives contentment to his parents. There is no other definition of good. Good is someone who gives good, does good, who is benevolent. No, think. You have opportunities to correct yourself. What is not being afraid from investigating what bestow is? Guys, you speak so fast that I just can't understand. What is not being afraid of inquiring, investigating, what is the attribute of the soul? Should I do it constantly, or there are times during which I have to delve in it? What is not being afraid of researching what is the attribute of the soul in a constant way? It is written, know the Creator, the God, and work. The Creator, the God, is called the one who bestows. Elohim is called Bina, the attribute of Bina. So, The Creator bestows the creatures in many ways, even though they feel themselves in different situations, from the best situation to the worst situation. One has to reveal in all these things his supervision, his providence of benevolence to the good and to the evil in a constant way, means is these inquiries, investigations one has to do. One has to reach the end of these investigation. At the end of these investigations, he has to come to the fact the Creator is benevolent. And when he determines this, he has to determine this from his corrected vessels, and not just from the inside to the outside, as if externally, to say in his mouth. But one has to reach this from his vessels. All of his bones will say that's the way it is. And this is why Baal HaSulam says that that was the commandment of David HaMelech, of King David. Yes. If I understood it correctly, then there are phases that society goes through and during its development. So my question is, in which phase is this society? I don't know if it's not the proper time. There's a matter of a society, and there's a matter of every individual inside this society. And these are two completely, and these can be two completely different things, unequal things. Let's say that there's a society that you can call humanity. Let's say our humanity, 7 million, I don't know how many people are in the world. So there are people that God forbid to be in their situation. In prison, in critical situations, what else? And there are people that are found to be in such great situations that you can't even describe how great they are. And all of this is regarded to be one big group, this entire humanity. And there are people who are found to be in this group, or related to this group, by recognizing that they are a part of this group, and there are people that do not recognize that they are part of this group. There are people that run away and go to different and to some kind of a place and stay there, and there are people who are concerned for the whole humanity. As much as one is developed, he concerns more, and he cares about the future of humanity. And there are such that don't even understand what's the problem. Like, the only thing I have to do today is to eat, to earn money, to, I don't know, to go out, and that's it. Everyone is found to be in this group according to his recognition, according to his kelim, according to his vessel. And the same thing applies to the group of Kabbalists. To a group of Kabbalists, which is a mini model of the entire humanity. And there are from one side to the other. And there are many friends in this group who are found to be from one side to the other. And the development of every member is up to who is this person in the society. It is not that by being in the society it is assured that he will develop. There is nothing they can promise him something. Maybe he sits in the society and doesn't even hear what they speak about. Like a person sitting on the street who doesn't care if something happens here or there. It's none of his business. And you can really speak with him and see that the only thing he cares about is if his tooth will ache or, I don't know, something else, or it's even the simplest or the smallest concern in his world. Even the world might flip 10 times, but the only thing he's concerned about is that he will not have a one shekel left in his pocket. And there are people that I wish that this world will burn, and that this is their wish. And they will feel pleasure by seeing the world burning down. Meaning, we can't speak about the society generally. We can speak about an individual inside the society. The only thing you can say about the general society is that this is a special society that develops in a way that no place develops, and one has an ability to evolve in the society, because the society is like a gift from above, and we were chosen to be the people who will disseminate the name of the Creator in the world, and the system of the correction and the system of drawing close to the Creator in the world. We have the opportunity to disseminate this, and we will hope that we will be guided by Him, and that we will have the reason, the brains, and the ability to do it, and so we will be able to obey to it, both above our will and below our will and inside our will, by all means, knowing or even unconsciously agreeing to everything, only in order to be a part of this process. And this is regarding what is related to what we were given from above, but regarding reception from below, regarding us, this is up to us, up to each and every one of us, and up to the society in general. And the society in general, there is readiness, there is willingness. It exists, and it is felt, and thank God it exists. But each and every one has still plenty to do in order to relate himself to this entire process individually. And here I warn each and every one of you that if you will disregard or you'll be sloppy in it, you will not be awarded a thing. We might all rise above, and there will be those who will remain here and will cry, "Where am I? Where am I? And where are you? Where your demand is? That's what you're. That's where you are." So everyone should check his vessels and see what he's demanding, what does he yearn for, and why does he work in this society? Why does he cleave himself to this process? And this is all, is up to each and every one of you. And now it is a very, very special, really a very special time to check each and every one's investment, each and every one's efforts. And we are about to enter situations where each and every one's influence might bring many benefit and might bring very big results. Well, this is it. Yes, Chaim. Though I understood this, what I understood from the name of the article, from the subtitle, is that corporal miseries bring to spiritual death, that while performing, while working correctly, we create resurrection. And this is the true resurrection. Now, what I want to know is, if so, then what is corporal death in spirituality? I know what is spiritual death when the corporal miseries are spiritual death. My question is, what is corporal death in spirituality? I think this is his question, that's what I think. Death is when a person is unable to make any move, any step by himself. This person is regarded to be dead, deceived. If he is sick, then other ones might help him. But if he is healthy, he can help himself, by himself. Okay? If he's small, then the great might help him, and so on. If he's old, then the youngsters might help him, and so on. The same situation exists in spirituality. In a state in which we can't help a person anymore is called a situation of death. That from a situation of death, he cannot receive any help, meaning that from this situation, he has, in this same state, he has to reach a degree of death, which he is considered to be deceived, and then he has to grow to the next degree. when there are new Reshimot. According to the root and the branch in this world, then our body is, when our body dies, it is dissembled into elements, and instead of him comes a new body. So if this body comes a new body, and if one identifies with his soul, with his inner part, and begins to feel, sense in this part the process, then in all the systems it begins to sense this process, that inside this spiritual process he begins to sense that, and also in this process there is growth and death and so on over and over again. But inside the soul these things come as phases which, from which one learns that he is not completely disconnected from them, as when a person dies, then he is disconnected from his body. But when one goes through this spiritual death from one degree to the next, when in the previous degree he does not exist anymore and rise to the next degree, I speak only about a sense, because these senses are not... Every descent exists only for the sake of the future ascent. So when one ascends, there are situations, there are also situations of death, and this spiritual death is a very difficult one, meaning one, it is a very difficult sensation. It is a sensation of disconnection from everything one had in his foundations, in his elements, in his foundations, in his heart, and in his brain. That he as if must leave everything he had acquired, and everything he knows and understands, and he is now disconnected completely from his previous situation, such an extent that he seemingly begins new life. As much as the degrees are more advanced, then the sensation is sharper. There is a bigger difference. There is a greater difference between each and every degree. The difference between sensation of death and spirituality and incorporeality, the incorporeality one is... dies because he doesn't have strength. He agrees to die because he just doesn't have any strength left. He just leaves himself and dies. In spirituality, one dies because he is attracted to a greater degree. Otherwise, it is not called death. It is not regarded to be death. In spirituality, every state we go through this stage by performing free, by choosing freely to go through the situation. Meaning, I choose and prefer to be dead, because for me, reaching the next degree, an increased bestowal, greater bestowal, is a lot better, is preferred than being in my previous degree, which is called death, if I judge it according to the measures of bestowal. Well, these are different observations that we have, the observations we have.
If I've understood this correctly,
then death is the extent of being far from the Creator. As much as I equivalence my phone to the Creator, I draw closer to the new stuff. No. Death is not the degree of one's the distance from the Creator. Death can be the degree of my bestowal to the Creator, when I don't agree that this is my degree, when I don't agree to it. The degree remains the same degree, but I don't agree to be in this degree. For me, my death is better than life in this degree, because I want to ascend. We left corporal miseries. My question is, what is spiritual miseries? The passage from corporal miseries to spiritual miseries is very simple. I'm always in miseries. I always have a need, a lack. Or I'm looking inside my pocket, I look on the way I feel and the way I understand whether I'm fulfilled, being fulfilled or not. These are corporal miseries, meaning in order to receive, feeling them inside my vessels. These might be miseries from, I don't know, from money, honor, knowledge, and so on, or from learning Kabbalah, from development spiritually, because it is still development, but on the surface of Lo Lishma. But there might be different miseries, and these miseries are from bestowal, not from reception. This is it, when I suffer from being unable to bestow. And these miseries are a lot greater than miseries of reception. There are 620 times stronger than every regular situation. 620 times stronger, meaning multiplied the number of the souls that are connected to me vis-a-vis my need. Because if I begin to think about bestowal, I begin to feel the general kli that is found to be empty and that I can fulfill. So do you understand which miseries you enter to, with which miseries you are incorporated? These are humongous miseries. And it's like a mother that has millions of children, and every children is needy. And this is called the regret of the divinity, or the regret of the public. No? How do we finish this part? But usually, how do we finish this part? Don't we have something? Okay. Or just don't hear Senka. And if I'm saying, okay, wait a minute. When we move from this part to the next, the toss is pretty free. It shouldn't be exactly in four. Yes, it has to be exactly in four. Okay, so this is already. Okay, this is good. Otherwise, it is artificial. No, and now we move to Talmud Sefirot. And then you gradually say the part we are learning, and so on. So let's move to Talmud HaSefirot.